senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming and barking at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live on the East Coast. If it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7, or maybe you've gone down, downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com if you're listening to us live. May the universe bless you, because holy fuck, our internet sucks these days again. 2 days in a row now, we've had a internet issue, not of our doing or anything.
No, it's just the internet's provider's doing.
Yeah, I checked the app and it says, "Oh, there is a reported issue in your area that will be resolved in several hours.
But we will not prorate your bill. We will charge you the same."
Well,
I haven't asked them.
Well, I should ask them.
They know already.
But they're not going to offer that. Right.
But fuck that.
I concur. I mean,
that should be standard fucking operating procedure or shit. I said on the phone with AT&T the other day for my mother for like 2 fucking hours to get $40 knocked off a goddamn bill. These motherfuckers, you have to like milk money from these companies.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, or use the banner on our webpage when you go to buy shit at Amazon. You get a little we get a little commission. You get whatever the fuck you buy.
Yes, tube socks.
We get a little commission. It doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
The infuriating thing about, I feel like, internet in America is that it could be better. It's just not. And they don't give a fuck to improve it. And it's evidenced by the fact that when you get internet service, you can get a better, you know, for $30 more a month, you can get turbo speed. Well, why can't I just have, shouldn't it just be whatever?
Which I really wonder if that's just a big old fucking scam.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
The social media at Crab Diving. We check our Twitter during the show, and we're also on Facebook and kind of Instagram once in a while.
Right.
Let's see what the headlines are. Over to the HuffPo, the commie pinko liberal rag. The law comes for Trump.org.
Yay.
CFO perp walk. Did you see that? We got to see Weisselberg with handcuffs.
Right.
And a COVID mask.
Yay.
So CFO perp walk, will he sing? ?
Absolutely. Please.
Trump organization.
Please.
A group of hundreds of business entities. Now, again, that doesn't mean that there's all kinds of employees. That means that there's all kinds of shady shell corporations, et cetera, that fall under the Trump organization.
Yeah.
Hundreds of business entities owned by former President Donald Trump and its chief financial officer were charged today with engaging in a money-making scheme to defraud city, state, and federal tax authorities.
Oh, shit, guys. Oh, shit. Didn't this happen right after Obama was president? They had to indict the Obama org and go after Obama.
I don't really remember that. Or Clinton Foundation either.
Oh, wait. No. There was lots in the news.
Oh, no.
But there was a lot in the news about the Clinton Foundation.
Well, there's a lot of people squealing on certain news stations about the Clinton Foundation.
It really, it's all I can do to not let it just like engulf me in rage. Just to think about that, like all the bullshit in 2016 about the Clinton Foundation, all of that, just over and over and over again.
Whose books, by the way, are available online?
Who?
The Clinton Foundation. Oh, yeah, their financials are available.
Oh, right, right.
For just because of that.
So Trump's. Oh my God.
The Manhattan District Attorney charged against the company and CFO Alan Weisselberg.
Yeah.
Sorry, the dog just flung the Kong toy at the door.
Right.
Who was led into the court in handcuffs. Include conspiracy, grand larceny, criminal tax fraud, falsifying business records.
Yay.
Both parties pleaded not guilty.
No, be fair and balanced. Say all the things he did right, too.
Weisselberg and the company are accused of defrauding tax authorities in order to heavily compensate certain beneficiaries at the company, including Weisselberg himself.
Damn.
So, I mean, they're just the tip of the iceberg. When do they start finding...
Right.
The money that Don Jr. is siphoning off. The money that Ivanka is siphoning off.
Right, right. You think they are. What about Eric?
Yeah, sure.
Well, siphoning off, meaning like, do they...
And not claiming.
What about cars and like houses?
Possibly, I mean...
Boats.
But if
But if you say it's your business, your house, your business house or something, or maybe they live
in my business house.
Yeah, it's my business house. And maybe it's a business, it's a company car, right? They have a company car
he
and
lives
a company
in Manhattan,
house. Yeah.
And he had a limo.
It's my business house.
The scheme was intended to allow certain employees to substantially understate their compensation from the Trump org so that they could and did pay federal, state, and local taxes in amounts that were significantly less than the amounts that they should have paid.
Damn! But they were getting this shit for free anyway, though, right? I mean, kind of.
Well, I mean, if it's like these... tuitions for fancy schools and stuff like that. And
why can't somebody just say, you know, here, have an apartment to live in? And okay.
Well, he did. That did. That's part of what's one of them.
Well, why does the recipient of the apartment has to report that or something?
Yeah.
Just
it's
because
a large amount.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
A spokesperson for Trump declined to comment, though Trump released a statement earlier in the week denouncing Vance's investigation, calling the office rude, nasty, and totally biased.
God, I love this. Trump is very biased. They're biased. They want to put you in jail, motherfucker. That's their bias.
If he's committed crimes.
And you have. We're all biased. We hate you, motherfucker.
The New York State Attorney General's office is also investigating the Trump Organization for criminal charges, working alongside the Manhattan DA. And it doesn't say it here, but I read a statement from the Attorney General, Letitia James, in New York.
Yes.
And she said, it's good to see this ongoing investigation.
Oh, yes. Ongoing.
She used the term ongoing.
What's the other person? Weisselberg. There's another guy named Number One.
Oh, yeah, I'll get to that. There's an unindicted co-conspirator or something in this one.
Number
too.
One.
Trump's business, which his son Eric is also involved in, has been mired in controversy going back decades, with lawsuits alleging that the Trump Organization refused to rent apartments to black people and hasn't paid contractors for various services. The business was also at the center of claims throughout Trump's tenure as president that he was using the presidency to funnel federal money into his property.
Damn. Well. I mean, they could have gone after him had he not been president. For all this shit earlier, correct?
One would hope.
Yeah.
He's still a Republican, though.
Why wasn't he gone after earlier for all this shit. I mean, this is old shit.
Were times they did go after him about the racism, and they did after him for all these lawsuits about not paying stuff. But they never investigated him enough for the financial dealings.
No, they just had to remind him that he has to rent to black people. He forgot that he had to do that. That was the problem. They had to remind him in the form of a lawsuit.
Didn't they caught him? They sent black people to go apply for apartments, and they were told, we don't have any. Then they sold white people like an hour later, and they were like, oh, here, come check these out. Barbara Rez, who for years served as the vice president in charge of construction at Trump Organization, said earlier this week that the ex-president was definitely aware of any financial improprieties at his company. She said, he's in this with both legs.
Oh, shit. Damn.
So it's got to come to him. And right. As you mentioned, there is a unindicted somewhere in this in these documents.
Yes.
They mention. Yes. Let me try to find it here. But it's kind of the same terminology as in the Michael Cohen
right.
case. Where yes. that was unindicted.
I thought it was a
conspiracy. It might be the same.
Person of interest number one.
Yeah, something like that. Unindicted co-conspirator.
Who do we think that is?
I don't even have to finish it. It's auto completing. It's auto completing.
Oh, shit. Cameron.
Individual one, it was.
Individual one.
Now it's unindicted co-conspirator one.
Right. Why does that sound good, read in the voice of Captain Patrick John Stewart? Bacard.
The defendants and unindicted co-conspirator number one in the county of New York and elsewhere during the period from or on about March 31st, 2005 to or on about June 30th, 2021. Yesterday. Up till yesterday, these motherfuckers.
God damn. Right, so why go? Why did you guys wait so long to get these guys in? If they've been doing bad shit, you let them do bad shit from 2005 till now?
With intent that conduct constituting a Class C felony, to wit, grand larceny in the second degree, be performed, agree with one or more, blah, 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 blah. So there is an unindicted co-conspirator.
Wow.
And who could that be that... they conspired to do these felonies.
I have a guess. Is it Major?
It could be Melania. I think she was the secret behind the.
Oh, that would be splendid.
She was the secret genius behind everything.
By the way, shout out to Jezebel. They put an article there comparing. Like how weird it is to have, you know, a normal first lady. Not to say that Dr. Biden isn't exceptional or anything like that, but she's just not crazy as fuck.
Did you see, you know, Lara Trump? I think it was yesterday. Well, the story came out yesterday, so it might have been from the night before. But she was on television complaining about the fact that Jill Biden is on the next cover of Vogue.
Okay.
And we had probably the most beautiful
Jesus
supermodel
well
ever in the office, and they never did it because they didn't like Trump.
You're right. They probably didn't like Trump because he's a fucking Nazi.
Yeah.
She's a fucking Nazi. They're
all don't
Nazis.
Really care, do you, Lara?
Right. And you know, it's nice. It's nice. Vogue understands that Nazis don't belong on the covers of magazines. How nice for us.
And probably the most fashionable, possibly outside of Jackie Kennedy.
Oh, who gives a fuck? Go fuck yourself. She's an authoritarian. Whatever.
And fashionable. Some of those like odd.
She's bizarre.
Odd kind of witch LARPing outfits she would wear, those weird, I don't know.
She hates fucking Christmas. She hates Christmas so fucking much, She made all the trees fucking blood red in the White House for motherfucking Christmas. She's icy. She has no warmth. She didn't do shit. I want to know, my question is, Dr. Biden, when does that fucking tennis pavilion get bulldozed the fuck out of existence? Well, Tear it down.
They refurbished it. They didn't build it.
I thought they built it.
No, they refurbished it. There was a tennis pavilion.
Oh, I called for that to be destroyed on Facebook today.
Oh, I'm not endorsing that at all. Did you put your initials on that one?
I don't know. I thought Melania made that. Melania built the tennis pavilion.
No, I don't endorse that tweet. I never endorse the destruction of a tennis court.
It's a Nazi tennis court. It's not a tennis court.
But it's a...
You can have a
tennis
court.
It's a Nazi remodeled tennis court.
Fine. Here's how you make it new. Here's how you...
I'm sorry. Somebody responded to the Lara Trump story with pictures of Jackie Kennedy and Lady Bird Johnson, Rosalind Carter, Nancy Reagan, Laura Bush, Michelle Obama, all looking really nice in red dresses. And the naked Melania. One of her naked shots with her ass hanging out. She's up against a wall and her titties.
Hey, man. Dr. Biden, you know, whatever. Everybody can be naked in these pictures if they wanted to. It's the fact that she's a fucking Nazi.
And the hypocrisy of the right.
Yeah, she's a fascist. She's a fascist. Yeah. We had a fascist first lady. Let that sink in. Let it be a lesson. Never vote like shit again. Ugh. I'm talking to the people in the parking lot across the fucking street. Quit voting like shit, you fuckers. Quit voting for Nazis.
Lara Trump, not happy at all.
What's the hardest thing for you? What's the hardest thing about not voting for a Nazi? What's the toughest thing? Isn't it tough?
There's nothing
right
it's hard easy. About not voting for a Nazi.
It's easy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
It's easy to not vote for a totalitarian fucktwant.
Right. Racist, yes. Sexist, rapist, misogynist. Simple. Etc.
You know, the other thing that's kind of nuts. I don't even know how to quantify this.
Bloody weather.
Imagine though, if we could take out all the Russian propaganda from Hillary Clinton and the spin on her, and just think about her qualifications.
Who?
Hillary, and you put them up against Trump's resume. And honestly, I mean. What? How did we do that? How did we do that so wrong? So how?
You mean being a traitor to the country by having wide open emails?
I don't even give a fuck. I mean, you can take
Benghazi. Somebody, what about Benghazi, Ryan?
You can discount even. It's impossible. You can discount so much shit about Trump. She's still a better candidate. She can read, man.
I sent you a good meme.
And Michelle Obama was great.
It is great.
Yeah. Michelle Obama's been on Vogue.
It says, raise your hand if you've been on the cover of Vogue as first lady. And it's Michelle waving. It's a picture of Hillary waving. It's a picture of Jill Biden waving. It's a picture of angry Melania not waving.
hey, Melanella. That's the way it goes. Them's the rules.
Fuck Vogue. Fuck the Vogue. I hate the Vogue as much as I hate Christmas.
Nazis don't get Vogue covers, right? Nazis don't get that.
Nazis. So there you go. That's I'm sure the headline over at the Drudge Report is about the Trump org. Yep, Trump org charged tax crimes. Weisselberg
Yay.
In cuffs. Ooh. Developing evidence unveiled.
No shit. Do they need any more evidence than what they have to put these fuckers in jail? Or
the ADA told the judge this was orchestrated by the most senior executives who were financially benefiting themselves and the company by getting secret pay raises at the expense of state and federal taxpayers.
Oh, shit. No, we were paying their pay raises. Correct.
Well, their taxes. Yeah. They weren't paying taxes on the money they were making.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Wow.
Okay. It has to do with pension contributions, even.
Yeah. I guess at some point we're going to get around to the boring old, well, you know, he did do some insurrection. We're going to get around to that sooner or later. But now we're going to do this boring shit about money, because I don't know why. But when we get around to it, we're going to go after all these fucking traitors as soon as we get around to it.
Those are your headlines, everybody.
Yay.
The headline.
Man, I mean, I don't understand. If I was Merrick Garland, I would call up Cy Vance and be like, hey, we're going after this guy for insurrection, like right now. You have to do this dumb, boring shit later. I'm sorry. It's insurrection, motherfucker. Why isn't that happening?
A full collapse of a building under construction in D.C. today.
Oh, fuck.
No deaths. Fortunately, a construction worker has been rescued, though, after he was trapped for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
In what they're calling a full collapse of a building being built in D.C.
Damn. Wow.
Says structures on both sides have also been compromised.
Right. They were building it.
The trapped worker was the only person unaccounted for, but they're still having dogs search the wreckage just to make sure.
Did someone forget to put nails in that motherfucker? No,
they didn't know, so.
Right, they don't know. God. That's horrible.
COVID's still going, by the way.
Yay! Okay.
The CDC is reporting COVID cases jumped 10% this week.
Perfect, guys.
As the, quote, hyper-transmissible Delta variant.
Oh, my God.
Is spreading.
Please get your motherfucking vaccinations, man. God damn it, motherfuckers. If we get to a point, I have to stop doing stand-up comedy because you fuckers aren't getting vaccinated. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Get your shots, you fucks. Damn.
I'm glad you're thinking about the world.
Oh, fuck the world. Oh, I didn't do... I did the right thing for, like, most of the time. The whole fucking time. The world can suck my dick. Get your fucking shots. Oh. Fuck off. God,
I mean,
damn it, Florida.
We're vaccinated, so it's mostly, I mean,
yeah,
the unvaccinated who
I got Moderna.
Probably going to suffer.
I got Moderna, motherfucker. I got Moderna. You get Moderna. You should get Moderna. If you don't get it, then go fuck yourself.
The Delta variant appears to be about 60% more transmissible.
My God.
Than the current dominant strain in the U.S., the Alpha variant.
Dumb fucks. Are you listening? Get your shots. Are you hearing what At Vile Experience is saying? You'll get sick from this shit, you dumb fucks.
The Delta variant now accounts for a quarter of all new cases. Has been detected in all 50 states. The rapid spread is sure to make it the dominant strain within coming weeks.
Why? Why? Can't you go to a drugstore and get a fucking vaccine? Can you not?
Yes, Walmart.
Can you not? So why is everyone catching this shit? What is happening?
Because my freedoms.
Oh my God, you cunts. Jesus. I don't know. Why aren't people getting vaccinations? Why? Why?
At this point, 57.4% of U.S. adults have been fully vaccinated.
Yay! Oh, my God.
But don't forget, we got a lot of rugrats out there that need to be vaccinated.
Yeah, kids can't. That's why everybody needs to get vaccinated. Because kids can't get vaccinated. If you don't get vaccinated, you're going to be...
Well, yet.
Yeah.
They're getting younger and younger, right? They're doing studies. I think 12 and over is cleared, right? Something like that.
How are we going to ever get back to normal if people don't get vaccinated? And what happens when another one, you know, comes and it's worse and people won't get vaccinated?
Right.
Jesus.
Although I have a feeling, you know, if people are laying in the streets bleeding out from Ebola, they might decide it's time to get a vaccine. I don't know.
I am done deciding.
They can convince themselves this is nothing worse than the flu or something.
These are radicalized motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They don't believe anything unless everything is deep state bullshit, unless they're probably seeing it or it's happening. They can't deal with anything that's not happening to them because they can't imagine it, right?
Fauci says if you are vaccinated, you have a very high degree of protection. If you are not, you should wear a mask and you should think very seriously about getting vaccinated.
Yes.
The message is get vaccinated.
That's right, motherfuckers. I'm vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. I can go wherever I want. Without a mask.
They estimate 66, about two thirds of adults have had at least one shot.
God damn. Come on, motherfuckers. Go get vaccinated. Jesus. And if you're worried about the side effects, think about it like this. Then you haven't read enough about it. You're not informed. Right?
Yeah.
You're being a dumb fuck.
The second shot sucked a little.
Yes, it did. It really did.
But I would rather not get COVID.
Right. Take the second shot. Nut up. Have a joint. Relax. You know what I mean? Good God.
Arkansas has the biggest one-day spike in four
Jesus
months.
Christ, you fucking rednecks. Go get your goddamn motherfucking shot, you evangelical loons.
Israel's having a big spike.
Yay! Why aren't people getting their shots there? I thought we were all the only people that were afraid of needles. Is it other people?
No, I think they're doing okay in Israel. It's just
they're having a spike.
Yeah. There's some science out.
Yay.
That the COVID that may explain some of this these long haul symptoms that people are getting.
Yeah.
You know, months and months. Many patients with COVID-19 can end up dealing with side effects of their infections for weeks, damn, even months after the illness clears. The long hauler cases of COVID have been something of a mystery to doctors. Now a new study may have an answer.
Yes.
For the first time, researchers in Germany have discovered that the virus changes the size and stiffness of both red and white blood cells in the human body.
Okay.
And these changes can last for months.
Well, unchanged.
Which could be a possible explanation
for
some of these never-ending symptoms people are having.
Well, give me a pill and that changes the stiffness of my motherfucking blood cells. And let's get on with it.
Okay. I don't know if they quite have that yet.
I don't know. Come on, guys.
A team from the Planck Center for Physics and Medicine used a technique called real-time deformability cytometry.
Hell yeah.
To examine thousands of blood cells from both COVID-19 patients and healthy. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I care, but.
Jeez,
I'll read that later. Specifics. Research.
I got to tell you something. Put down all the
conclusion.
Bullshit and figure out how to fix this. Just cure this shit. Come on, scientists.
Real-time deformability cytometry allowed the study authors to send blood cells through a narrow channel at high speed. See, this goes really detailed into what they did.
Just cure this shit.
Well, we do.
Damn.
They somehow COVID fucks with your blood cells, and that could be an explanation for why people are suffering from long-term effects.
So take that information and fix it. And you know how you do it? Elon Musk, if somebody shows up with a giant pile of money and says, someone fix this, here's some money, and you can fix it.
Well, I mean, the Planck Center probably got
all the nerds,
a bunch of money from rich people to study.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, these are probably the people that are doing it.
But isn't it? It's money, right? It's just time and money. The scientists have to do more. They need more time and money.
Yeah, time is the big one. Money.
It's not money.
They seem to get.
I always thought like cancer and all this shit, it's just money. I imagine if somebody just dropped a fuck ton of money down on some, you know.
Well, but again, who's studying it?
The smartest people money can fucking buy.
Is big pharma involved? Is
no.
Are any of those companies involved? Because I don't trust that they're researching cures in good faith. I think they're probably researching treatments so that they can keep people coming to the pharmacy over and over and over.
In my world, I have declared the pharmaceutical industry illegal because they are, it's illegal.
We need the industry. We need it to be
my world. It is illegal to profit on people getting sick.
Well, yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, that needs to be part of the public health system.
Yeah.
So that's the story there. Little bit of science.
Just go to these guys and say, hey, scientists, how much money do you need to figure that stupid blood cell thing out with. And they say, well, $5 billion. And you say, hey, Jeff Bezos, give this guy this money. Tell him to fix his shit. That's it.
Well, I think there's a lot of that going on. I think governments are handing a lot of these places money. I'm saying, here.
Did you see that Bezos has given somebody a space to go up in?
Oh, the woman who was
virgin or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, the woman who was misogynied out of being a an astronaut back in the day. Yeah. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, doesn't that
she have to pay?
No, she gets a free ticket, but food, it's like you get up there, it's like, I will take an appetizer.
Well, it's 11 minutes. I don't know exactly how.
You're only up there for 11 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think it's like that. It's not that long at all.
What?
You're up there like on the edge of space, yeah. It's not like you're going up for a week to hang out on the space station. This is the first one. I'm sure later it'll get to orbit and stuff. But right now there,
this is a plane flight. You're going up in a plane.
But yeah, but you're gonna be up in space.
Do you have to wear a spacesuit or anything
special? I would assume so. You probably have to wear a pressure suit because you're fucked in a regular airplane if they depressurize. But
you know the thing,
you're really fucked if you're
I tell you.
At the edge of the troposphere, if you're at the edge there.
People don't think 10, 11 minutes is a long time. Stand on stage in front of an asshole crowd, that's a long fucking time. But if you're in space, that's a long time, and a lot of things could go wrong.
Oh, I think that would be really cool.
To be in space for 10 minutes?
Sure, I would go up, of course. I would go to the space station.
Yeah. I would do it if they had transporter beams. I would do that. That would be
you would get into a transporter beam.
Oh, yeah. But because I'll tell you why. Because it's like you're crashing in a plane. Your last moments undoubtedly are this. Oh, fuck. 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 But if I go to transporter beam, it's just like. It's got you're done like that.
You hope.
Fucks up. Oh, you hope?
Didn't you ever see some of those Star Treks where the.
Oh, like Spaceballs?
Where it shows up. And it's a horrible mistake, and it's like
that's in the first movie, and DeForest Kelly throws a fit about getting in the transporter.
There you go.
And also Mel Brooks in Spaceballs they used a transporter beam on him, and they sent him back, and his ass was in the front. Remember that?
He looks
down, and he's like, "What did anybody tell me? My ass was this big."
Oh, here we go. Wally Funk. She's that's her name.
Yeah.
She was the youngest member of Mercury 13, a group of 13 women privately tested and trained by a team of aviation medical experts for NASA's astronaut program. But program, which put women through the same rigorous testing as the Mercury 7, not NASA's all-male team of original astronauts, was canceled.
Yeah.
60 years later now, at 82, she is poised to become the oldest person to reach space.
Oh my God, be careful up there. Jesus Christ, I don't know.
Jeff Bezos announced that she would be joining him, his brother Mark, and the unnamed winner of an auction aboard Blue Origin's first crewed space flight, C-R-E-W, crewed, on July 20. Oh, they're going up.
Is it wrong?
Just in a couple of weeks.
Am I being irrational here? If I'm, what is her name, the astronaut that's going up?
Wally Funk.
Wally Funk is 80. What?
Three, two.
God, if you're her grandkids or something, or her kids or something, you're like, God, Jeff, you really have to take my grandmother up to space and back, dude. I mean,
what a way to go.
What the fuck? I don't know. We're all just so casual about space. Oh, my God. You know why? Because we've been desensitized to it from the movies. We see so many movies about space. Everybody, we all think we know what's up. We all think we understand space because there's so many movies about it. You know what I mean? And everything's different up there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you're just going to
First of all, there's no noise. So every spaceship movie that has a spaceship going by and you hear That doesn't happen.
Right.
And when there's explosions in space, it doesn't go. It kind of goes.
You know, I was reading, I read something about, I heard something on NPR about how, you know, the difference between like the Russian space program and the American space program and how casual it is over in Russia. Like, they take up bottles of vodka stuffed in their suits and shit.
Okay.
When they're up there.
There you go.
I just think, and it showed them all walking down to the rocket and the cosmonauts, some launch a while back. They're just all like,
oh yeah, they just stroll over to
so like, you know, NASA really takes a launch. It seems like a little bit more seriously, but I don't know.
Who knows what Bezos will do?
Who knows? Whatever the fuck he wants to, because who's monitoring him? He's just going. He's taking everybody. He's like, hey.
Well, I would assume there's.
I built my own rocket.
Some requirements.
No, listen.
You can't just build a rocket and launch.
Absolutely. If you have $3 zillion fucking dollars, you can build a rocket.
Well, right. You can hire people to.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Get the requirements that you need to be able to do it.
Right.
But
like Jeff Bezos is in his backyard. He's like, hey, everybody, I built a rocket.
No,
you
want
to go to space? I'm going to take your grandmother to space. I hope she gets back okay.
No. If we tried to build a rocket in the backyard, we would get in trouble.
Yeah. It's just a different budget. We're talking about different budgets. You know, I don't know. There's got to be how is there oversight on a private space tourism? Like, who in our government is looking into that? You getting bitten?
Yeah, it's just a blatant sneak attack.
Yeah, yeah.
Do
they have a beverage service in 11 minutes? I don't even get a fucking drink up there. Do they do the carts? With a drink in 11 minutes?
Well, I
always hate that in flights when it's, we don't really have enough time to do a food and beverage service. I'm like, fuck, no apple juice. Hate that.
It could be.
They get a drink up there.
I mean, I don't know what the wait list sitch is there, how far you go. So I don't know if it's, well, we don't know. It was auctioned.
Well,
but it was over 2 million.
I want a drink.
It was over 2 million.
They can figure it the fuck out. I paid $2 million. You figure the fuck out. I want a drink right now.
I don't think there's going to be a service. I don't think there's a
$2 million
flight attendant.
Dollars.
I don't think there's a flight attendant.
We just couldn't budget that in. Oh my God.
You're good. This is like an 11 minute roller coaster ride. I don't believe you're being served drinks. You're going to be in space for 11 ish. So I don't know.
How long does it take?
Pre
to get
and
there?
Post. I don't know.
They can't. No, sorry. We $2 million ticket. How many people are on the plane? Like seven?
Four, five.
Four. Okay, so
six
talking about $12 million worth of passengers in there. We just could not get you a Diet Coke the whole time. And some
clink. 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 What time is it? We're still going.
You imagine you're in space and like somebody's leaning back. If I have a $2 million space, I'd be like, this motherfucker leans his chair back. It's me anymore. I'm going to lose my shit. I paid $2 million.
I think the seating's a little different.
You better be comfy.
I don't think you get to go up and go to the bathroom.
Could
either.
You imagine?
I think you may be catheter.
For $2 million, they should let me pee all over the place. Wherever I want.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, $2 million fly. The in-flight magazine. Somebody already did the crossword. Fuck this.
Then Trump would fly.
Oh, yeah.
You pee everywhere.
All right.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yay.
On an interview.
Yes.
With Hannity.
Oh, my God.
Getting a long, slow hummer.
Yay!
Former President Donald J. Trump.
Oh, my God. Are they still a thing?
And being coquettish.
Ooh.
About whether he's going to run for president in 2024.
You ain't doing shit, motherfucker. You're either going to be dead or in jail. Those two things. I can't imagine. Or both.
Oops.
You don't look healthy, Donald. You look like shit.
You think he doesn't look well?
No authoritarian.
So Hannity basically asked him You know, I know you're not going to tell us, but, well, here you go.
Right.
Oh, no, wait. This is this is something else he said.
Yeah.
He said this in this interview.
By the way, Ronnie, would you mind giving Joe a cognitive test? President Sippy Cup. I don't know how well he's going to do, but anyway, I won't get you in trouble with you.
President Sippy Cup? Who's... He's calling Biden President Sippy Cup.
But
have you watched Trump drink beverages? Yeah.
He looks like... What does he look like?
Like if you hand a Tyrannosaurus Rex a bucket to drink from.
Yeah, but a stupid Tyrannosaurus Rex. A real dumb one. And an out-of-shape one. What? He's the guy that looks bizarre drinking water. What is Hannity talking about?
President Sippy Cup. I don't know how well he's going to do, but anyway, I won't get you in trouble with these comments.
We aced it. I think I can say that I aced it.
Did he get one? He didn't get one question wrong, did he? 30 out of 30. Wow.
Oh, God. Oh, pause the show. I just did something to my pants. Hold on.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I love the president so much.
Everybody,
he's so smart. He's such a genius.
ShamWows all around, please.
Seriously. Shame on every fucking white asshole sitting in this audience.
You're filleting a Nazi.
Oh.
You are blowing a Nazi. This guy tried to... He sent people to storm the Capitol.
30 out of 30. I got 30 out of 30 cognitive...
No, whatever.
Test right.
Please. Kai, you don't know shit. You're delusional. You're a rapist. You're an insurrectionist.
Man, women, TV.
Yeah, cameraman, woman, TV, my dick. Go fuck yourself.
What was it?
Pizza man, TV? No, not pizza man.
Man, woman,
camera,
TV.
Rape.
Something.
Yeah.
Here's more.
Yeah. And they did get a little more difficult after you got by 15, I would say. But
I heard the first three questions are, is it a giraffe or an elephant, right?
Well, you know, that's what the fake news does. They take the first two or three questions and they put them in.
By the way.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you.
They don't tell you about the harder questions later.
How many people died of COVID when he was president? That's what I think about when I hear this guy talk. Is this dumb fuck? This dumb fuck is the reason so many people die for COVID. I mean, that is crazy. This dumb fuck.
I have to ask, where are you in the process of, let me ask you this without giving the answer what the answer is. Have you made up your mind?
Yes.
I think you got it right. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's so gross. But is he at this point? I can't see the video. At this point, is Hannity just on his knees?
He's woozy. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's like they're at a Gallagher concert. The front row is covered in plastic from all the semen and juices that are flying.
It's really a lot of Nazi worship that's going on here. It's our country.
We don't have a lot of time, but let's talk about your future plans. Now, I have a funny... Let me ask the crowd of everybody here, would you like to see the president run again in 2024?
This is so horrific! It can't be... you know, this group isn't representation. It doesn't represent America. These people screaming, right? These are fake people playing a part in some weird, you know, drama. They're faking it. Do they really believe that they're believers?
That
screaming.
Well, they love him. I don't know if these people think that he's going to be reinstated, but I think they would like to see it.
I
don't know if they're that cray.
God, I mean, the they're very enthusiastic.
This
very
says
disturbing.
Hannity tries to ask. This isn't Texas, by the way. Hannity tries to ask Governor Greg Abbott a question, who's sitting next to Trump.
God.
But before he can open his mouth to reply, Trump cuts him off and answers himself.
Jeez.
Let's talk a little politics. You're up governor in 2022. I like President Trump. I'm open with my opinions. All the fake news journalists, they say they're objective. We know they're not. They have an agenda. But you've done a great job for the state. I support your nomination, as Thank the president sir. Has. I guess the question is, let's talk about 2022. Really good chance you will be reelected. The House could turn Republican. And then we look at the states where Senate races are. I don't think it could be a bigger bellwether. Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina, New Hampshire. We have Ohio, Wisconsin, and Arizona. Those are all states we're very familiar with. How important is it for Republicans to take those key Senate races?
So I think without weak Republican rhino leadership, you'd win.
Yeah, you know what?
But he literally said Governor Abbott.
Yeah, well, that's Frank Sinatra taking the mic out of Paul Anka's hands. That's what that is. He's like, one second.
Up to the 90s, maybe? Late 80s, maybe? References.
Listen, actually, that is a fucking insult to Paul Anka, right? I mean, because Paul Anka wrote all those fucking songs, and fucking Frank Sinatra just regurgitated all his shit, right?
Yeah, and made Paul Anka a whole lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. Paul Anka's rich.
Paul Anka was like a big star back in the day, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So many of his albums ended up at yard sales, along with Yes. And Jethro Tull, too. My God.
Different, slightly different.
It's the same genre, yeah. though. It's the genre of albums that are always
I think
at
Paul
yard
Anka
sales.
Is still around, by the way.
Paul Anka, always at yard sales. Always.
He himself? Or has it come to that? Is he... Is he doing? Is he humming in the background?
Paul Anka at yard sales, and there's always Yes, and there's always what's the other band? It's amazing. It's Jethro Tull. Always,
really?
Yes, I have no fucking idea why. And always, and also some goddamn variety show, something old, not Merv Griffin, but something I don't know.
We got snitch tweeted on the McDonald's
mean?
with Trump standing in front of it like it's a crucifix.
Yeah.
This person said, Donnie's real church, the gods he believes in, Hamburglar and fries. Those are my gods. Hashtag fuck Trump. But this person retweeted, at Melania Trump, at Leader McConnell, at GOP. Retweeted us to Melania.
Thank you for the publicity. You know, that's the kind of Twitter person I like. Fuck it.
It would kind of crack me up if somehow Melania saw that. Oh my God. The retweet of us.
I love it. It's perfect. Let's do that.
Oh, look, it's Donald on McDonald's. He's funny.
No, I think him crucified up against that thing, she might like that. Would she be, let me ask you something. Be totally, I mean this seriously. And
you sound like Biden, yeah. No joke. No,
No.
I'm being serious here.
Major's biting me. Will she cry?
No.
When Trump passes away or croaks?
No.
You don't think so? Well, Ivanka.
Maybe.
Okay. That's horrible. I mean, that's her father. I mean, he's just horrific, but Eric, will Eric even understand or probably not?
Oh, Eric and Don Jr.
They're going to understand.
Definitely cry, yeah.
Where's the money?
So there you go. Trump on Hannity. Yay. Telling everyone, yes, he's made his decision.
Trump on Hannity.
But I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh, of course. Who cares, dickhead? Who fucking cares? Nobody gives a shit. I don't give a fuck. You're not going to run. You're just going to say you are. You're going to be coquettish about it to make money on your fucking...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or won't announce for as long as humanly possible.
And then when somebody goes out there and commits some domestic terrorism, you'll say something positive about them. That's nice.
Here in Florida, this ridiculous fascist... fuckface governor signed that law.
In such a fuckface.
The social media law, which is just laughingly, blatantly unconstitutional.
saying that the social media companies will be held liable for censoring conservative voice, some bullshit, something's not happening. They want to get rid of like somehow he thinks he's overriding federal law.
I am not getting shadow banned. Fuck that. You ain't shadow banning me no more, boy. Is shadow banning? Is this what this is? Shadow banning? You don't want to shadow ban.
The federal judge today, yesterday, I have to say,
God bless you. They think they're getting shadow banned though, right? Like secretly banned.
No, Federal judge yesterday blocked a Florida social media law that would have fined companies for kicking politicians off their platforms.
It's their platforms. Who gives a fuck? It's theirs. You can kick whoever the fuck they want to kick off that platform. Go make your own platform.
District Judge Robert Hinkle of the Northern District of Florida issued a preliminary injunction yesterday to stop the law from going into effect today.
Oh.
Hinkle issued the injunction because he wrote that he believes the law will be found unconstitutional.
Right.
The plaintiffs are likely to prevail on the merits of their claim that these statutes violate the First Amendment, writes the judge. Right. There is nothing that could be severed and survive. So there's no part of this law that is salvageable.
Right, right. But okay, so I get that. Why did our governor sign it then?
Because he's flinging manna to the masses, to the MAGA masses.
It shouldn't matter, though. If the law didn't make any sense and it's not... And
he's
it's
standing
reds.
Up. Hey, Governor DeSantis is standing up to the big tech, to the big tech, the people that own the techs.
You can't... Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. He's actually doing nothing. He's doing worse than nothing. He's causing people to do a lot of work for something that's not going to work.
Right, and it's going to cost the taxpayers tons of money defending it. I have to go sneeze.
And you know, oh yes.
Oh, pine.
And you know, the thing is, this is the state of Florida, and you don't have to look around too much to realize that we really don't have any infrastructure. What we do have, we have lots of potholes. We have bridges that don't motherfucking work. We have snakes all over the motherfucking place. We are awash in alligators, rogue predators that we don't have the resources with the fish and wildlife to go get the tegus to, you know, make sure we don't have, you know, tons of great whites swimming around in the fucking bay. We can't do all that shit. We need infrastructure. Why can't we have that?
So, tech trade groups sued Florida.
Yay.
After Governor Shitfuck signed a bill into law.
Right.
Fining companies $250,000 per day.
Jesus.
For banning statewide politicians from their platforms and $25,000 a day for other politicians.
This is intimidation. That's all this is.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's no... So if I have a platform, am I banning some Republican right now? No. I'm going to wait until this is fucking sorted the fuck out. Because what do? If you're banning that kind of money, that's just going to put you out of business. I mean, unless you're Facebook. I guess.
So there you go. The bill made it through the GOP legislature here, of course. It was initiated after social media platforms banned former President Trump for his bullshit.
Right. Right.
DeSantis defended the bill, said we're trying to hold big tech accountable. We're basically advancing
a state consumer fraud theory. You know, they're advertising certain things. They have certain service terms. They're not abiding by that. That is a fraud on the public. So we think that will be upheld, but we absolutely anticipate litigation.
He really does sound incredibly stupid. And he looks... I mean, we have the, I don't know about the sound, most, do we have the stupidest sounding governor? I don't know. Do we have the stupidest looking governor? Oh, but fuck yes. He is so dumb looking.
I don't know. I might have to see a couple other, what about that guy in Mississippi?
Taint, whatever. Taint looks like, I think, unless I'm getting mixed up, like, you know, he looks like
a doughy white guy.
Yeah, is he?
Hard to believe.
Who's worse, Abbott or DeSantis? I mean, Abbott, they don't have any pipes. So when it gets cold there, the pipes freeze.
He's pretty heinous, too.
Your state has no plumbing, dickhead. And you're running for president, motherfucker?
Well, Abbott's not running for president.
Oh, okay.
Well, DeSantis will definitely be running.
Why wouldn't Abbott take a stab at it? I mean, he's just as shitty as DeSantis. I mean, it's the Republicans, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
People, the fact that Ron DeSantis is in the conversation for governor makes me think that people in this country haven't really bothered to pay attention to this state or something. It kind of pisses me the fuck off. There's no way Ron DeSantis needs to be president. That's not even fucking funny.
Well,
I am infuriated.
He's the one they're all
that
looking
is,
to.
That is irresponsible. That is an irresponsible vote, you motherfuckers. He's so dumb. Is he going to have a nuclear football? If he's president?
I talked to those overseas and I said, I asked their cameraman, do you guys know the selection? He goes, everybody knows it was stolen. That's what they're telling me, these camera guys. They're going, everybody knows it. He goes, it's not a hidden thing. Even the people that are liberals that don't want it to be true, I'd say it's true.
So dumb. He sounds, you know,
he's starting to lose it. I think he's starting to maybe figure out.
Have you heard these camera guys?
Yeah.
He sounds dumber than our governor. Have you heard these camera guys?
Mike Lindell, you're suggesting.
Our camera guys over in Europe. What? Can you play that again? I mean, it's really maddening.
It's very insane, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I talked to those overseas and I said, I asked their cameraman, do you guys know the selection? He goes, everybody knows it was stolen. That's what they're telling me, these camera guys. They're going, everybody knows it. He goes, it's not a hidden thing. Even the people that are liberals that don't want it to be true, I'd say it's true.
Even liberals that say it's true, they don't want it to be true, say it's true.
He's really out of his fucking mind.
Camera guys say true.
He will come in and he'll start fixing things like great businessmen do. And then we will, right away this fall when he's in, we will go to the states. We are the people, and we will do petitions and demand what? That the machines are gone. Mm-hmm. We will have big, just like they burned, they had record-burning things in the 70s that they didn't like or whatever. We'll bring all the machines together and have a destruction party.
When they had record burnings in the 70s or whatever that they didn't like.
Do you remember when that guy blew up Disco Records?
Yeah.
White Sox Park.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I forget his name.
But it went horribly wrong, right? It got...
Well, yeah. Disco sucks, yeah.
I'm just trying to understand Mike Lindell's thing. He's gonna be, and we'll go through it. We'll demand to the people with petitions, and we'll do a record burning. Good plan, dumb dumb. It sounds so stupid. Jeez, Mike Lindell, your family needs to come get you and put you in a room with cushioning or something. You need a helmet and you need something.
Steve Dahl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The shock jock in Chicago organized Disco Demolition Night. 1979 Comiskey Park that ended in a riot. At the climax of the event, a crate filled with disco records was blown up on the field between games of the twi-night doubleheader between the White Sox and the Tigers. Many of those in attendance had just come to see the explosion rather than the games and rushed onto the field after detonation.
Why?
The playing field was so damaged by the explosion and by the fans that the White Sox were required to forfeit the second game to the Tigers.
And I'll tell you why. Because I tell you something. Because it's the White Sox, that's why that shit happened. I don't mean to be a dick, but damn, in Comiskey Park, those fans down there rush the field. Do you remember it was some first baseman? I don't know. Oh, it was somebody that played for the Royals. The Royals were in town playing the White Sox, and you can go watch this. This guy jumped, a father and son jumped for nobody knows why, out of the field, out of the seats in the front row.
Oh, I saw that.
And beat the shit out of this,
grabbed him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Out of an older guy, the first base coach at the time. For
right,
the,
right, right.
And that's, you know why that happened? Because it's the White Sox stadium. That's what happened. How dare you? I don't give a shit. It happens there. They stormed it just because some creative records.
That White Sox crazy. Officials had hoped for a crowd of 20,000, about 5,000 more than usual, but at least 50,000 showed up, packing the stadium.
Yeah.
Thousands more continued to sneak in after the gates were closed.
Maybe that's what the insurrectionists were doing. Maybe they were reenacting Steve Dahl's disco demolition show.
The records, many of the records were not collected by staff and were thrown like flying discs into and from the stands.
Of course. Of fucking course. The thing is, sometimes people just throw shit. I remember I was doing a children's theater production of Macbeth, and it was like 9 a.m.
Wait a second.
I know, it's crazy.
How do you turn Macbeth into a children's theater show?
You don't
show?
Really. You just do Macbeth and you invite a bunch of fucking kids to watch.
Okay.
You know? And somebody threw wadded up paper. It's like a couple of kids threw paper at us during the show. And in the Q&A at the end, the guy playing Banquo or something stood up and said, "Listen, before we start the Q&A, I just want to let you know that it's dangerous to throw papers at actors. We could get a paper cut in the eye or something, okay? Just remember that the next time." I was like, oh, my God.
Paper cut in the eye.
Yeah.
Here's Lindell.
"You don't even have to deliberate and say, 'What do you think of the evidence?' They're already going to say, 'Hello, it's a coffee cup.' I mean, it's a..." Or it's a, like I've used the example, you know, "Is this a coffee cup?" They all then go, "Yes, this is all the PCAP from the election. Donald Trump won. We got to vote 9-0 immediately to pull this down and get rid of whatever the communists that are here."
There's no constitutional mechanism for this. The Supreme Court cannot pull down the election. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, what about his research? He obviously has researched and found information contrary to what you said.
Well, yeah.
And his research might be in the form of some drugs.
"I've been sleeping on my pillows for some time. I love them. They're simply the very best pillows ever made. But I just found out that they also have a wide assortment of other incredible products, like their mattress toppers, sheets, towels, and slippers. And more.
And slippers.
How do they decide on
and
the backing
slippers.
Music? Like the music in the background? Like, how do they decide?
Oh, I don't know.
They're like, this is the... somebody mixing this is like, this is the creepiest dude ever. We have... What music do we play behind this? Somehow they figured out this weird, like, calliope organ shit or whatever that is.
So there you go, Mike Lynn. Oh, here's another one.
Okay.
"All the way up to George Soros, you've got, you know, to Obama. I think you got the CCP. I think you have all these things. Do they all sit in a room and go, 'Here's what we're going to do'? You know, it seems like it."
So he's like, you got Obama, Soros, and the Communist Party of China. You know, so do they get together in a room? And it sounds like he's going to say, "No, I don't think so." But he goes, "Yeah, it sure seems like it."
It seems like it, Mike. Listen to yourself. It seems like it, but it's
Soros, Obama,
seems.
And the CCP are having
that?
The Communist Party, Chinese Communist Party.
Fuck off! They're all in a room together.
It seems like it.
The CCP. I think you have all these things. Do they all sit in a room and go, "Here's what we're gonna do"? You know, it seems like it. It really seems like it. Everybody.
Everybody
really seems like it. Everybody,
that might be a fun room. Obama's in there, and who else? It's Obama,
Soros.
Is Hillary there?
I mean, is Bill there? I'm sure. I mean,
who's there?
Probably a card carrying member of the CCP.
Is George Clooney there? Do I get to hang out with George Clooney or Bruce Willis? Or
I don't know.
Okay, is Justin Bieber part of this movement? They all get in a room and he's
not anywhere now. No, he's hanging out with the...
I'm a spy.
He's hanging out with the...
oh, yeah. Alec Baldwin.
The Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin is not a member of this.
Alec Baldwin's niece.
Oh, yeah. Haley. Who's older? Alec Baldwin's niece or Alec Baldwin's wife?
Oh, nice.
I don't know.
I don't think Hilaria is I mean, she's younger, obviously. They just spat out another kid recently, didn't they?
Jesus. Why did he do that?
And he's like, he's like 60, I think. Late 50s. Early 60s.
No, he's been around forever. Alec Baldwin is 70 or something. I don't know. I don't know. Got Hilaria Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin is 63.
Oh, shit. Congratulations. It's got to be fun hanging out with all those guys at Thanksgiving.
His wife is 37. Parties.
Oh, okay. Oh, they're, so they're roughly the
almost
same
a 30-year difference. It's okay.
Right. Gloria.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, BTW.
Oh, wait, you didn't answer my question.
What was the question?
Who's older, Justin Bieber's wife or Alec Baldwin's
I thought you were
wife?
Being funny.
All right. You looked it up. I thought
I did. I just said she's 36.
Yeah,
she's
but how old is...
22, oh, 21, yeah, okay. 22.
So we figured that out. All right, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there any news we should cover?
There might be something going on. Tomorrow is Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
But today we've got a courtesy of Right Wing Watch, of course. Go donate to them. They do awesome shit. Here is today's clip from Stu Peters.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Deanna Lorraine.
You think that, you know, the more that these Right Wing Watch and USA Today and Howard Stern now and all these other people, their masters are telling them to come after the Stu Peters show, to come after Deanna Lorraine or Dr. Jane Ruby, you know, as this Dan Funky guy did. Do you think that this is because their masters, the people that owned them, the people that they sold their souls to, do you think that these people, the puppeteers at the top, do you think that they're scared? Because we're just hovering right over the target, dangerously close.
Yeah, we're going right over the target.
Oh, gosh. She has no idea what she's talking
about. You're all delusional.
She's really dressed oddly for her even. She's like in some 60s housewife pink frock with like pearl earrings. It really is kind of bizarre. She really looks like she's on Bewitched or something, or
well, it's a Stu Peters show. We don't know what is
Laura. She's wearing like a Laura from the Dick Van Dyke show.
Listen, bring that concern to wardrobe.
Very strange.
Do you think they have a wardrobe department at the Stu Peters show?
I don't think so. No. Okay. I don't. I think there's a wardrobe in the room.
Oh,
where
yes.
He's probably filming this.
You're saying he does this from his bedroom.
Probably. He's got a green screen hanging there.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it anywhere.
Right.
And she's got, again, she doesn't have a green screen. She's got some actual print behind her.
Right.
It looks like looks like the Austin skyline.
All right. With the letter Q in the background, faded in the mist.
What a week this has been. Man, it's not every week you trend on Twitter with Tom Hanks. They're like, you do realize, Pastor Locke, that Tom Hanks and Joe Biden and Oprah Winfrey are going to sue you. No, they won't. No, they won't. You know what happens when people sue you? You get a discovery process. You can subpoena witnesses. You can subpoena books. You can subpoena videos. And you can subpoena...
subpoena books?
You can subpoena... I thought you could only subpoena...
subpoena books.
Proper nouns, right? Like a person.
People. And not, and records.
Right, right. Not people.
Maybe he means the financial books.
Yeah, yeah.
Subpoena books. You can subpoena videos. And you can subpoena articles. And...
why would you need to subpoena an
two of them that I name can't sue me? They're probably sitting in Gitmo prison right now anyhow with an ankle bracelet on, praise God.
Praise God, with an ankle bracelet on, praise God.
Excuse me. Go back. I want to hear
that's
that last
the end.
That last
my name
line.
Can't sue me. They're probably sitting in Gitmo prison right now anyhow with an ankle bracelet on, praise God.
Did he get anyway with an ankle bracelet on, praise God?
Wow. That's Greg Locke. We've been playing a lot of ankle clips bracelet. From him recently.
Didn't get more with ankle bracelet, please, God.
But he knows he's been getting famous for the crazy shit he's been saying.
It sounds like he's digging it, like he's loving it.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Locke feels like he's living his best life right now. He's loving it. He's famous. He's getting famous.
Yeah. We haven't heard from Coach Dave in a while.
Right.
Kind of sad.
Is he around? I mean, he didn't croak. Or
I'm sure. He's got some shit going on.
I'm sure he does.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday.
Ankle bracelet and Gitmo. Praise God. Praise God.
Buddy.
An ankle bracelet and Gitmo. Praise God.
Just drops that at the end. Praise God.
Because he's a professional.
Oh, yeah.
That motherfucker is a professional, you know, asshole.
He's got the...
praise God.
He's got the... He's definitely got the...
Boom!
What is this meme? Mm-mm. Oh, it's just some white Karen. It says...
Yay.
Church is over. Time to go be a cunt to some poor food worker.
Oh, that's funny,
it's
man.
It's a meme.
Right.
So join us tomorrow. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, by the way.
Yay.
Everybody, we appreciate...
Thank you.
...the fuckaroni Tony out of it.
Thank you for supporting the crabs.
This is from... This is Washington. Listen to this fucking bullshit. This lawyer should not be allowed to practice law in D.C.
Praise God.
Praise God. Because,
he's being gimbo with ankle braces around there. Hey, praise God.
This is the lawyer for one of these Oath Keeper twats.
Oh, God.
Who has been charged with conspiracy and other shit in connection with the riot, the insurrection.
Yeah.
And his lawyer is trying to get a change of venue. He doesn't want it tried in D.C.
It happened in D.C.
Okay. In a motion to transfer venue filed in U.S. District Court, the defense team for Navy veteran Thomas Caldwell is arguing that his case should be moved to the federal court in the Western District of Virginia.
Hell yeah.
BuzzFeed reported that the filing argues, quote, Washington, D.C. is, quote, the birthplace of the resistance.
Like, resist? Like, resist Trump? Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, and it
how
goes
do you
on.
Even remember
but
that shit?
This gets worse. The district is the birthplace of the resistance, which was a loosely organized movement among left-wing activists to thwart President Trump's lawful executive orders and actions.
It was a hashtag resistance.
Yeah, and it was a way for us to figure out how to overturn, get rid of, or do whatever we could to Trump's ridiculous executive orders.
Yeah,
and action.
And also, just think about resist in comparison to like stop the steal and shit like that. I mean, nobody's rioting over resist.
The resistance in scare quotes. This is the filing, the court filing. Right. The resistance was consistently hailed by local officials and lauded by local press. Hardly a week went by during Trump's presidency, moreover, without an anti-Trump protest outside the White House, Congress, the Trump Hotel, at local universities and other district locales. So what these assholes are arguing is that
democracy, fuck
they're
nut.
Saying that everybody hates Trump in D.C.
You're goddamn right they do.
So they're not. He can't get a fair trial for attacking the Capitol.
Hey, tough fucking shit. You did the insurrection. Tough fucking shit.
There's more.
Yes.
District residents not only despise Caldwell's politics, that's the defendant, they despise many things that traditional America stands for.
Well, whatever that means. They don't like him because he's a fucking Nazi.
But this lawyer is saying we can't have the trial in D.C. because D.C. is filled with un-American anti-Americans. That don't stand for our traditional values.
They don't like insurrection.
I'm reading on. District residents who largely style themselves as chic, sophisticated, worldly, highbrow urbanites are repulsed by rural America's traditional values, patriotism, religion, gun ownership, and perceived lack of education.
Perceived? But yes, all of those. You're spot on, my friend.
Conversely,
yes.
Rural America is repulsed by what it perceives as East and West Coast progressive snobbery, addiction to government funding, lack of moral values, and petulant intolerance for those with different viewpoints.
Ooh, you don't like it? Go fuck yourself. How do you like that?
The two Americas couldn't be more different and largely despise and distrust one another.
Oh, fucking course. Absolutely. All of this. Print it. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. That's all good points. I agree. I have a problem with these right-wing nut jobs and these conservatives. Well, yeah. And we're very different in...
But he's suggesting that this guy can't get a fair trial in D.C.
Well...
Because of all the un-American evil... Trump haters. He's not saying this is just what happens. He said residents not only despise his politics, they despise many things that traditional America stands for. What business is that having to do in a fucking criminal filing? Right.
That's neither here nor motherfucking there, but you know.
So he's shitting on all the people of D.C.
But the nature of what the guy, the storming of the Capitol and all that, that's insurrection. And the thing is, I bet most people hate that. So that's like a murderer saying,
I want to go to Western Virginia.
Because people hate murderers.
In Western Virginia, I think I can get a fair trial is what he's saying.
Yeah. And we know why he's saying that. There's white people there. That's what he means.
So,
right? Don't you think that's what he means?
It's basically 23 pages of saying people in D.C. are incapable of providing a fair verdict because they're all elitist snobs or black people.
Well, that's crazy, but also...
And they despise many things traditional America stands for.
Yes!
Sounds like you're agreeing with him.
Oh, I despise many things traditional America stands for. Insurrection.
But that also doesn't mean that we're incapable of giving a fair...
Of course not.
...verdict in a trial.
Of course not. But this guy's trying to say that a lot of people don't like bad things. And because a lot of people in this area don't like bad things, it's going to be tough for my client who's being tried for bad things.
Well, but he's saying they're not bad things. He's saying there's just their opinions. Their political opinions are being, these snobs are.
Absolutely.
Are being nasty because of differences of opinions.
Well,
like black people should still be slaves and stuff. That's just my opinion. What's wrong with that?
I mean, I find myself real snobby around races. I don't want to talk to them.
To deny that the lion's share of potential district jurors will be highly predisposed against a Trump-supporting defendant is like denying water is liquid.
I really think most people fucking hate Donald Trump. And I think that's the... I don't know. Too bad. Your client's a piece of shit. All these insurrectionists are. And yeah, they'll get a fair trial, but the reality is most people hate these motherfuckers. So
And by the way, good luck now. He may get his wish because if this gets out, the people in the show for jury duty in D.C. are going to be like,
point.
Is this the motherfucker who said we can't give him a fair trial?
And that's got to be the point. They just put it out there and they're going to manipulate. See, and this rich motherfucker with a defense team manipulates the whole system, gets his piece of shit client in front of a bunch of white people to get him convicted. It's
traditional
disgusting.
Values.
That's crazy.
Like rape and insurrection. And
it's like,
authoritarianism.
But that is their value. That is who they are.
I mean, racism is a traditional American value. We'll grant them that.
And their religiosity, their radicalization, those are all traditional with these people.
So that's that story.
Yay.
I'm getting a spam phone call.
Right.
I had one earlier. It just said telemarketer. Yeah, it's like, really? Then why put it through?
Yeah, just block it, man.
I think there actually is a setting for that.
Oh, really?
You can block unknown callers. Send those fuckers right to your voicemail.
Yay.
We do have a couple. We got a little bit of time left here.
Right.
Oh, wait. We talked about Disco Demolition Night. Just putting the spreadsheet for the blog post later. We've got this commission.
Yes, the bipartisan commission.
It's been found out that Liz Cheney has been appointed by Nancy Pelosi. Well, now Kevin McCarthy is raking his fingers through his big white crack to fling shit at Liz Cheney.
Well, he's an insurrectionist, isn't he?
Saying something like, "I've never heard of someone being appointed from the other side."
I don't get it either. I honestly don't get it either. I don't know why we're having people from the side that did it investigate this shit. That is insane. We're being
well, I think
so
she knows
naive
it'll
about
drive,
this.
I think she knows it'll drive them crazy.
Yeah, right.
Having Liz Cheney on.
Yeah, yeah. And she's a Republican.
Yeah.
So.
And she knows that Liz Cheney won't keep her mouth shut.
Right.
So she'll be one of the only Republicans on the panel who's not going to be an asshole. Who's Kevin McCarthy going to send? You know, they're all, you know, Matt Gaetz is demanding. He wants to be on the commission. they all do. Gohmert wants to be on it.
Yes.
Jim Jordan wants to be on it. They want all of the lunatics. Yeah. And some of the biggest insurrectionists. They want on the panel investigating the insurrection.
We know what party wanted this shit. We know what party contributed to it. Why are they investigating it? We are insane. We are insane.
Well, they want to get to the deets.
They don't need a bipartisan commission if you want to get to the deets, because what will happen is in a bipartisan commission, the right and left will have to compromise, and that will be at the expense of getting to the deets.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
Because Liz Cheney is doing this, whatever this bullshit is, this dog and pony show. She's having her reputation. She's looking like she's not a crazy right-wing nut job right now. And that is fucking bullshit. Why is she on that commission? Who gives a fuck? There are better people to have on that.
Fox News is not rallying the troops around Tucker. Basically, no other show on Fox mentioned his alleged giant NSA spying scandal, that the NSA was spying on him.
Yes.
Nobody's
rallying around him, but he has the highest ratings, right?
Yeah, but on this issue, none of the other shows
are amazing.
Wouldn't one think that the rest of the network would be outraged if they thought one of their anchors was being snooped upon?
If I'm Tucker, I would go to them and I'd say, you either back me up or I'm walking. I'm going to walk. I'm going to bring my show to MSNBC. I'm going back to MSNBC.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, the funny thing is like, where is he going to go?
Oh, I don't know. Where would he go?
He's going to Newsmax? He's going to go to OAN? He's certainly not going to make the money or have the reach
that they do. Doesn't he have power because he has all those listeners or watchers or whatever, viewers?
But if his Fox show goes away, look what happened to Dildo. Dildo had Bill O'Reilly. Dildo O'Reilly had, he was the highest rated guy.
And Glenn Beck.
And then he went away.
Yes.
And now he's doing VFW tour with Trump.
So you're saying that just because Tucker leaves, they'll be able to find somebody as heinous to fill those shoes.
Well, but Fox probably.
His big, dumb
but
Nazi clown
but
shoes.
I mean, his actual reach will be
diminished.
Gelded, yeah. Fox news host Tucker Carlson is claiming his emails have been read by the NSA and they're trying to use those emails to humiliate him.
Nobody cares about you.
Well, many are suggesting that this is a preemptive strike, that he knows there's some shit coming out.
What could be coming out?
He was emailing the Russians or something, or who knows? Or Proud Boys, more likely. Some of these insurrectionists or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The NSA released a statement saying Carlson is not the target of an investigation.
Boo.
And that they only look into international crimes and are prohibited from spying on Americans.
And they also said, it's also Tucker. So we have real shit to do. Who gives a fuck about that loser? We don't give a fuck.
But Fox News has notably not reported on Carlson's allegations this time.
Yay.
Not on Fox News, on Bret Baier's show, not on Fox anchor John Roberts' afternoon show, not even on the often conspiracy theory friendly morning show Fox and Friends.
Oh, shit. Jeez.
Carlson, everyone's saying, show us the evidence.
Right.
He'll only say it came from a whistleblower.
Okay.
And that people just have to trust him.
Ha 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 ha. They just have to trust him. You're a journalist. Or, well, you're whatever you are. It doesn't work like that, right? I mean, you just have to trust me. I'm Tucker Carlson.
Online, they did publish two brief posts, one with no byline.
Yes.
Just rounding up what Carlson said, but offering no reporting.
Okay. Is this the end of him and Fox? Are they, will they weather this storm?
Is this, that'll be okay.
Is this Tucker's swan song?
No.
Okay.
So there we go.
Right.
The, and Tucker even lied. He's there. The right wing and the Tucker fuckers are all, saying that it was, they put out a non-denial. But right, I read the statement from the NSA, and right there it says, Tucker says this happened, and that is not true. That is not true is pretty unambiguous.
And they're clear about what they're saying.
They say, here's what he alleges, this is not true.
How do you not understand that?
They didn't say specifically.
Yes, they did!
We did not spy on Tucker Carlson on December 8th.
They did.
Or whatever.
They did. And actually,
they're such morons.
It sounds like they said it quite succinctly and effectively. It's clear. I mean, you know.
And it's quite possible that,
yes,
that Tucker's convos got caught up in somebody else. Somebody like else who? That the NSA was looking into.
Like who?
I don't know. Maybe
individual
it's someone
one?
Foreign.
Oh. Putin?
That's what the NSA investigates.
Wait. Are you saying that Tucker and Putin every night, hey, Vlad, what's going on?
Well, no. What if he was talking to, I don't know, Ukrainians? What if he was hanging out with Levin and Igor something? Or, you know, who knows?
Levin, Igor coming over to play Scattergories.
And here's Tucker lying.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago, we told you that the National Security Agency had read our emails and was effectively threatening us with them, leaking them. It's not a statement.
Which didn't happen.
Who cares? What are you
was
saying?
Was effectively
in your
threatening
email?
Us.
Nobody's.
Well, that's interesting.
Prove you got a threat.
Prove you gave a.
There was no threat. He said it was a. He said it was a. This whistleblower said they're looking at your shit because they want to get you. But
yeah.
Nowhere did he receive a threat from the NSA.
It again, it sounds to me like that no one gives a fuck about Tucker. That's what it seems like.
National Security Agency had read our emails and was effectively threatening us with them, leaking them. It's not a statement you would make lightly. No one wants to go on TV and say, the government's spying on me. You sound like a lunatic, except when it's true. And in this case, it is true. And of course, it's not just this show. You're spying on a lot of people, and they should stop because it's illegal. Yesterday, we had a long conversation with officials at...
Meanwhile, I concur. I don't want the NSA snooping on anybody. But I'm not sure that's the case.
The beginning of his statement is crazy. You know, where he starts doing the voice. I'm not spying on anyone. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, he sounds crazy. It's so rambling.
On June 28, 2021, Tucker Carlson alleged that the National Security Agency has been, quote, monitoring our electronic communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take this show off the air.
That's exactly how he sounds.
This allegation is untrue.
Oh, what? Okay. Meaning what? Meaning what?
Tucker said they're monitoring our electronic communications and planning to leak them in an attempt to take the show off the air. The next sentence says this allegation is untrue.
Meaning that it's not it's false.
And Tucker, I'll finish this. Tucker is basically saying the same thing that the morons are.
Yesterday, we had a long conversation with officials at the National Security Agency. We got a statement out of them, and they effectively conceded, yes, they read our emails. They have some justification for it, but it's not justified. It never is, except in cases when national security is threatened, and nothing that we did would ever threaten national security, period.
Yeah, period. Period.
Then show us. Yeah, tell us, Tucky.
Yeah, yeah, who gives a fuck? Then show me the emails. What are you scared of?
Joy Reid calls him Tuckums.
Tuckums?
Because he called her the race lady.
That's right. When did he do that? Do we have that clip?
The race lady.
Oh, my God. Did we play that on the show?
I think we did. I might have talked about it. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Tucker, the race lady. That's what you're boiling Joy Reid down to? The fucking race lady? Come on.
Yeah, because that's all she talks about.
The race lady. Nice.
A black woman in Trump's... The leftovers of Trump's America.
Yeah. The race lady.
Maybe sometimes talks about race and black and issues affecting black people.
Yes.
The race lady.
Did you get that URL though? I mean, Joy might want that. TheRaceLady.com. That's so crazy. Why are you that stupid? You called her the race lady. I can't even get over it. The race lady was mean to me.
She was talking about critical race theory, and he was upset about that.
That's right. He's upset. He gets mad a lot. Tucker Carlson gets mad a lot. That's the thing with these Nazis. They're so angry. Have you noticed that? These Nazis.
Over at MSNBC, however, the race lady has not issued any corrections about lying about how the FBI was on the case of the hackers who rearranged her blog or whatever. What a liar.
The race lady. Oh, my fuck. Joy Reid, the race lady.
There you go.
Good job, everybody.
Little poor Tucker Carlson.
What, did she get that Twitter handle at least, Joy? Is she now the race lady?
Yeah.
Oh, that's something else. Boy. And we got a long way to go in this country. We're all still fucking dumb, you know? We can do it. We can do it, guys. Maybe we can't.
Ugh.
Maybe.
What we need is an investigation into what exactly is going on. We have the largest bureaucracy in the history of mankind. There's never been a human organization larger than the American federal government. And so we need to know what the important parts of it, the parts with a lot of power, are doing in our name. We need an investigation. And today at that hearing, at least one Republican member of Congress, Matt Gaetz of Florida, called for that.
The most watched cable news host has been stating for the last several nights that the NSA has been monitoring his communications.
Oh, sorry, my phone, my Venmo notification just went off.
You know how on Rachel Maddow before they show something? Sorry, I ran right over that. That's so fucking funny. Ding, ding, ding.
Sorry.
Ding. But like
Savannah just accepted my tuition payment. Help.
For flowers or something. Oh my God. Oh, I forgot my point. Oh yeah. Listen, you know how Mad Al does that thing if they play something that's like disturbing or something? She counts down and you can turn the TV off.
If you're going to be triggered. Should we do that with Matt Gaetz?
No. If we're going to do fucking Tucker Carlson, follow by Matt Gaetz, we should do something to let people know. It's like I'm throwing up in my mouth in this segment because it's so much. Gross.
The most watched cable news host has been stating for the last several nights that the NSA has been monitoring his communications. And amazingly, the NSA has issued a statement that is so couched, it is functionally an admission.
I just read it.
Read it.
It is untrue. He says we're monitoring his emails and that we are intent on leaking them to discredit him. These allegations are untrue. That's not couched.
Right. And aren't you... Why are you worried about those allegations? Aren't you worried about other allegations, dude? How do you have time to help anyone? How does he have time to help anyone right now? Yeah, isn't he fucked?
I guess. I mean,
you gross motherfucker. You sound so. I don't know. Whatever your point is, it's stupid. But the thing is, to your core, you are vomitous. Like, vomitous, correct? He is a gross person at heart. Daddy built me a TV studio for me to do fancy interviews in. Right? That's Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, wasn't it a rich donor?
Oh, okay.
I thought it was like a donor.
Money well spent. You think he's got all his sex trafficking?
Well, what
people?
Else is going on in that studio?
Oh, please, everything. It's you know what it is? It's the nasty white trash, fucking Navarre Entertainment business down there, wherever the fuck he lives.
Some bunch of Ukrainian girls in some OnlyFans farm.
I don't. if that's true, then that OnlyFans farm must be liberated. If anyone knows where Matt Gaetz is keeping these people, if they're on a farm, or so we need to find out where they are and rescue them. It's not reasonable to think anyone could be doing anything creepy with Matt Gaetz. I mean, he is so disgusting. Ugh. They need to be rescued immediately. His OnlyFans farm.
The this is from I have to apologize. This is from The Five on Fox.
Oh my god!
And this is none other than Jesse fucking Waters.
This guy, I fucking hate this guy.
Who I do have to say, it looks like he might have gotten a note from somebody that. His hair was starting to look rather TV preacher like, because it was like black hole black for a minute or two with these ridiculously black eyebrows, and now it's lighter. It looks like he spent some money and somebody who knows what they're doing to dye his hair.
And they should find out somebody that knows what they're doing to do something about his face, his personality.
Maybe Rudy was giving him hair dyeing advice before.
What I would do to fix, if you wanted to fix this guy, the makeover I would do, I would sandblast his face down to the bone, and then I would project another face on there, and then I would upload some different personality through VR technology. Then he's fixed, though.
It's a lot of issues.
Then he's fixed.
Don't forget his voice. His voice is annoying.
That's a good point. That will be fixed as well. Don't worry.
Well, apparently working for Kamala Harris is no walk in the park. 22 current and former aides telling Politico the VP oversees an abusive workplace where morale is low and concerns are ignored. The outlet painting this unflattering picture, quote, people are thrown under the bus from the very top. There are short fuses and it's an abusive environment.
What was going on in the White House for 4 years is nobody's doing anything. Now all of a sudden people are doing everything. And it has to be done yesterday. It's a motherfucking White House. It's not Little League Baseball. You know what I mean? Did you see West Wing, motherfucker? Nobody's nice to anybody.
Well, and they're going after Kamala because they're worried she's going to run for president in 8 years.
How many stories do we hear about? How many stories? It's she's a woman, too. How many politicians in power in D.C. are assholes to their staffs? Many. Most. I mean, please. This is sexism.
50 staffers quoted saying similar things.
Toxic femininity, in my opinion, Dana. And this isn't just like a low...
Toxic femininity, in my opinion, Dana.
He is disgusting. You know what I mean? He is fucking gross.
Toxic femininity, in my opinion, Dana. And this isn't just like a low-level staffer that worked for Trump saying something that got overheard by Politico and sensationalized. This is 22 people talking to Politico, not a right-wing publication. So you know it's 10 times worse than it actually is. It sounds like a jailbreak.
What? It sounds like a jailbreak?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Cry for help. People are leaving. They have left. They're looking to get out of there. And it doesn't surprise me because the campaign imploded and now the VP's office is imploding.
What the fuck? The VP's office is... Hey, dumb fucks. People are busy right now. I don't know. It sounds like people are busy in the White House, like busy as shit, doing things.
She is a very insecure person. She's riddled with insecurities, very defensive. And you see that when she's cackling like a wacko. But
oh, my God. Jeez.
She's full of insecurities. She's a very insecure person.
Is it true Jesse Waters is going to get the nod to host like the Grammys or no?
Has Kamala Harris ever appeared insecure in any way, shape, or form?
Not in the least.
In any capacity?
No. Fuck no. No. I mean, you know, I think what's
she's also
on,
not white. Don't forget
yeah,
that.
She's a woman. Yeah. I mean, you always, people were always like, Hillary's mean to her staff. You heard that too. Every politician, they're always mean to their
Klobuchar.
Staff. They have inside fun parts.
When Klobuchar looked like she was moving up the ranks. I mean, in the primaries, remember? Then they all of a sudden stories were coming out about Klobuchar. Right. She's a devil to work for.
What about Bernie when he's trying to do something? I'm sure Bernie is like, "Hey, where the fuck is my motherfucking report? I'm on TV in 5 seconds. Where's my shit, motherfucker?" I'm sure Bernie's like that sometimes. You know, these guys sometimes these politicians are type A motherfuckers sometimes. You think Mitch is nice? Who would know? I don't know. Do you think Mitch is nice to his people? There's no way.
God, I mean, I guess it has to. You'd have to try to figure out who.
Yeah.
Who's doing it?
You think Pelosi's nice to everybody?
Probably not.
No. I mean, you know, it's like talking about if people busy doing fucking shit. It's like people have to get shit done. And sometimes you just have to be a dick. You know, you should be nice all the time, but what do you fucking want?
Yeah.
You're running the country.
Well, right.
Got to be a dickbag sometimes, you know?
Well, or you know, you don't have to be a dickbag.
Joe Biden's trying to get people vaccinated. We got variants all up our assholes. Joe Biden is trying to get people vaccinated. If that means... He's going to be irritable sometimes. Because he's busy trying to do shit.
Well, yeah.
So, whatever. It's a non-story. Kamala Harris is irritable as vice president sometimes, I would imagine. That's the story?
I guess.
Wow, boy. The vice president could be an asshole every now and then.
It's a horrible place to work.
Yeah, you know who's nice all the time? That guy who's Nixon's vice president. What's his fuck? He was
Spiro
great.
Agnew.
Oh,
was
yeah,
a really nice guy.
Absolutely. Let's think of some other really nice vice presidents. Dick Cheney.
Meanwhile, more major studies have been published, a new one today, by major scientific organizations with medical doctors, showing the shocking findings that in many cases it's more dangerous to take a vaccine, one of these modern mRNA shots, than it is actually get COVID.
It's just
Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Damn, he sounds weird.
He's on a bus or something. Okay. He's in an RV recording this. He must be going on some...
How much money does he fucking have? Does he have like a rolling studio?
Well, he kind of got deplatformed, right?
Oh, yeah. So maybe he didn't have any money. He lives in a trailer now. Nothing wrong with that. He's just scaling down.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. I would do that. Not with Alex Jones, though. I'm not living in an RV with Alex Jones. That's just not enough space. I don't care.
Well, do you have to live with him?
Absolutely. At gunpoint. 100%.
You're not going anywhere without me.
You know who I bet has complaints? The assistant for Alex Jones and people that work for him in his organization, I'm sure, complain. You know?
God, Mike Lindell was recently on InfoWars with Alex. Good God.
Wow. I mean.
Unsurprising.
I wonder if Alex Jones is clearly the heavyweight in that relationship. I mean, you know, Alex Jones is a bigger star than Lindell, correct?
Yeah. I mean, right now, Lindell's pretty,
you know,
pretty up there.
You know, it's really strange. I had some friends posting like stuff from Mike Lindell's movie that he put on YouTube about the steal.
And the wait, weird, unironically?
No, yeah, and you know what? It was people that were kind of dumb. Isn't that weird?
Come on.
Yeah, really dumb.
This place will hold 5,000 people. It's a three-day event. We're going to pass out the packets. Here you go. And every single person, by the time they leave, even within an hour, they're going to go, wow.
Do you know the date yet? Because I'm coming. Form. This is what's the date?
No. This is what I said. We're going to announce right around the 4th on the dates. It's probably going to be right around the 10th, 11th, and 12th of August. I will have that date, and then what we need everybody
to do.
Thanks for
giving me a general area, because I was going to go for a week with my kids to the beach in early August. I just want to know, because I'm going to plan my vacation around this. This is important.
He's going to plan. Alex is going to plan his vacation at the beach, which I'm sure is very relaxing. To go to Mike Lindell's symposium.
Excuse me. Alex Jones, he goes to the beach with his family on vacation.
I was going to go to the beach with my kids.
Hey.
But now fuck that. I got to go to your symposium.
Charge those cameras up. Get the camera going. We're watching Alex Jones going. I don't give a fuck about Mike Lindell. Boring. I want to know about this guy at the beach. What's he do? Does he go to the beach? He lives in Austin. So where's he go?
Wait, you want to see him at the beach?
Yes. He goes to I like it, crazy people doing normal things. That's fascinating. So he goes to Galveston, to the beach. Alex Jones? Or
Maybe.
Or does he go to the island
Corpus
somewhere?
Or, yeah, I don't know.
Does he go to a nice resort?
Well, he's got money, right?
Oh, my God.
Don't
you
think?
Could you imagine? Oh, my God. We paid so much for this dream vacation. Did you see Alex Jones is at the bar? What?
Who's that yelling?
Oh, my God. Oh, my honey. He's open carrying an AK-47. It's just fucking fine. Anybody want their asshole
sitting
eaten?
They're just consuming steak.
Yeah. Don't be careful of him. He's in a meat fog right now. I'm having a
woozy.
I'm having a protein delusion. Delusional.
Man, Alex Jones and Mike Lindell. Quite a super duo.
It's, you know, I think the problem with that is those are two stars, and I think you need to have them. It's like having Barbara and Bette, you know, on the same song. You can't do it. Those are two big stars. They need to both. These two personalities need their own. They need to be on different shows, not on each other's shows. It's too much. It's too much star power.
Trump put out a statement.
Yes.
July 1st, statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. Four words. Mm-hmm. Who shot Ashley Babbitt? ?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Trump?
Yeah.
Who shot Ashley Babbitt?
Yes.
Is that the person that was shot at the...
The insurrectionist who was breaking through the window.
Oh, my God. Is he trying to make
not
people go
mere
after
yards
the
away from
that
where
did
there
that?
Were actually there were actually congresspeople trying to hide.
Dude.
Had they gotten through that door, they might have gotten actually to the congresspeople.
So he's trying to paint a target on the back of whoever that was.
This is what the right is trying to do. This is what that Gosar lunatic, the Paul Gosar, you know, the body language expert who's a dentist.
The guy whose brother hates him. I heard this guy on Maddow talk about his brother. Or no, it was Joy Reid or something, trying to explain how much of a racist his brother is. And Joy Reid's like... Oh, okay. Well,
oh, yeah. He said, "Don't call him a white nationalist. Call him a white supremacist, because that's what he is."
She was like, "Oh, okay. Well, thanks for being clear."
So yeah, Trump is now on the train.
Yay!
Of these assholes who are demanding. They're like, when some black guy gets shot by a cop, that cop's name is out 5 minutes later, even if that black guy morphed into a demon and 100,000 people saw it.
Everybody's morphing into demons,
but
not everybody.
They're terrified. I mean, they're pissed that we heard Derek Chauvin's name.
Yeah,
after he murdered George Floyd, they want to know who murdered Ashley Babbitt. Gosar even at that hearing last week said, "Who do we yet know Do we know the name of the person who executed Ashley Babbitt? That's what Gosar said
in a
hearing.
Protecting people in there. I mean, it's
we've got the video. She was crawling through the window that they had just broken to go to get to the Congress people.
You know,
and the cop yelled many times, "Stop or we'll shoot. Stop or I'll shoot," or whatever.
Alanis thinks she has the corner on irony, and that's not true.
Yeah,
this country, this
debatable whether this a lot of that shit's ironic too.
Yeah, rain like on your wedding day,
like
and
the
ironic.
Fly on
it
your
just sucks.
On your Chardonnay.
Yeah, that's not irony either. A fly in your Chardonnay sucks.
Babbitt was shot on January 6th as she attempted to climb through a broken window into the Speaker's lobby.
Okay,
leading to the House chamber. Babbitt, an Air Force veteran who expressed beliefs in a wide array of pro-Trump conspiracy theories, has been lionized by some right-wing commentators as a martyr for the Trump movement.
I mean, it's clear why she was shot. I mean, but also, too, I believe someone was shot in Arkansas for carrying a can of antifreeze.
Trump joins several right-wing House Republicans, including Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz.
Oh, my God.
Who have demanded the identity of the shooter.
Are we in a third world fuck toilet right now? Because it sure sounds like it.
Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona has gone so far as to suggest Babbitt was executed by an officer, quote, lying in wait, describing her as a veteran who was wrapped in a U.S. flag.
You know, the thing is, if you listen to the way Gosar's brother talks about him, I mean, he goes pretty hard on the guy. He shows him no mercy about how horrible he is in his character, and it's disgusting. And I was listening to him talk about his own brother like that. Are we really saying who these people are? Are we saying that these are fascists and these
monsters.
Are Nazis and these are monsters?
Mike Rothschild, expert on conspiracy theories, author of a book, The Storm is Upon Us, about QAnon loonies.
Good God.
Said Trump's statement is incredibly disturbing. Trump knows that if this person's identity is revealed, they will immediately be in extreme danger from his following. He just doesn't care.
He does. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And that's what this guy said.
He doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't, meaning he doesn't think that he doesn't think that he didn't see himself as painting a target on this guy's back, or
doesn't care.
Doesn't, okay.
Or he thinks the guy deserves a target on his back shooting that patriot that was storming the Capitol to make him president.
That makes sense for Trump. That the last one is Trump, the worst one.
Ashley Babbitt trending because of Trump.
Jeez, I don't. That insurrection shit was crazy. It was fucking insane. I mean, they weren't tourists.
There's a story out. This is from Mediaite.
Yes.
.com.
Right.
Wait a second.
Mediaite.
Oh, Alex Jones is out there saying that he thinks that the conversations, the texts are with him and Tucker.
No.
They're reading my, quote, that means they're reading my text messages to Tucker Carlson and our conversations, and they're listening to conversations.
It's like whack-a-mole narcissists or something. No, they're looking at my conversations. Where's Rick Wiles? Rick, are they reading your conversations too, and Coach Dave and Stu Peters?
We know that they spy on my text messages, my email, everything. It's all given to Democrats, law firms, universities, think tanks. I mean, this is a major criminal operation. That's exactly what Carlson talked about.
If they're recording your conversations, giving them to think tanks, it's because you're so fucked up, Alex. They are studying you and trying to figure out how we can avoid having more people like you in our society.
Yeah, or they think you're organizing people to overthrow the government.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You bragged on your show, Alex, about Trump's people picking you to lead the march from Trump's stage to the fucking Capitol that day. He bragged about it. They wanted me to lead the march, front the march.
I mean, does freedom mean that you're free to like overthrow your government? I mean, I there's not even like, I don't even understand. Oh, I know what they want. They want Trump to be president. That's what they want. Sometimes they get so angry, you don't know what they want. I don't know that they know what they want. They think they want Trump to be president.
They think he still is president.
Yeah. That's funny. That's right. He's in the basement of the White House, going through the motions, actually running the country. Biden is a puppet. He's an animatronic president. He's faking it.
He's a clone. So there's that one out there that Biden's a clone.
Well,
that
Major is. That.
Don't forget, Bill Clinton was shot by firing squad and was such a coward that he turned his back. He couldn't face the guns coming at him. That was Gene Consense.
I'm Gene Consense.
One of the big Q-loons out there.
And Clinton was taken care of and then replaced with a clone, correct? Both Clintons.
Hillary, yeah. Oh, well, that was old news. Remember whoever, I forget the woman's name that was interviewing him. He was like, well, you know, Hillary was hanged already and she's been replaced. And she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I heard that. And then he said, well, you know, Bill Clinton was executed by firing squad. She's like, oh, really? I didn't hear that. And that's when he went on to say, oh, yeah, he totally was a coward and turned his face away.
Can you imagine you're getting your oil changed and all of a sudden you're in the waiting room with Gene Consense? Really turn on the iPhone, record that shit. See what he's doing.
We got to get the fuck out of here.
Yay.
It's about that time.
Thursday.
Wow. I think the stream made it all the way.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Cox Cable.
Thank you so much.
We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern for Faithless Friday. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, or on Crab Diving. No, well, at crabdiving.com is our website, but you can go to find his website at RatedRComedy.com.
Right. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back mañana, everyone. Have a great, whatever the fuck, evening, day, blah, blah, blah.
Wee-wee.
We have broken their back!
I'm not being a drama queen here. His blood will fill buckets, politically, not violently.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.